Check 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. This is Mr. Nobody. Sounds a little hostile. Somehow. And I'd like to explore my hostility. 'Cause I can't deny it. I am hostile. I'm hostile towards forgiving my son. I'm not sure what that means. I have heard some compelling arguments about forgiveness from a utilitarian standpoint, which have not moved me. I mean, I know I'm not supposed to hold on to negative and dark and toxic emotions because they're harmful. And maybe in that sense, they are a vice. That's a form of vice. I never quite thought about that. I'm hostile towards drug addicts, to the actual individuals that flagrantly destroy themselves. And somehow, now I know I could be wrong, I usually am, but that there's a form of arrogance in drug use, in the enterprise. There's just a kind of baseline, fuck you.
Fuck you
to the world for not understanding the mental whatever, mental illness and trauma that so many drug addicts hide behind. Terms that so many drug addicts hide behind. On some level, I think we all have a degree of mental illness. There's no way to gauge how mentally healthy you are. I mean, I think there's a way to say I'm happy, but a serial murderer could be happy. A baby killer could be happy. A drug pusher could be happy. I don't believe that a drug user can be happy.
Can be happy.
I have been a drug user. At heart, I'm the same material that is a junkie or an alcoholic.
I like to say drunk, not alcoholic.
But that's just my hostility. I'm hostile towards drug sellers.
Drug pushers, I call them.
Drug dealer sounds too nice. It's like you're dealing cars.
You know?
Like you're giving out options. You're doing something that's giving people a choice. You're dealing. You could have this, you could have that. But they're really drug pushers because their product is already determined. It's meth, or crack, or heroin,
or fentanyl,
or pills.
I guess there's a menu.
But in that menu, it just sort of seems that people either want to be up
or down,
more in or more out. And all of it is taking you away from the center reality. But I'm hostile towards you drug pushers. I've sold drugs, marijuana, and I saw
firsthand how
people behaved. In my case, I grew the marijuana I sold. So I hid behind my own virtue of not being involved in a, you know, cartel. And maybe there is some virtue in that. And the marijuana was beautiful, you know, it was beautiful. But you know what wasn't beautiful? The people's lives.
To whom I sold it.
On first meeting, there was smiles and winks.
Gratitude.
But I only needed to take a cursory look.
A perusal.
Of their real circumstances to see
how adrift
even weed smokers are. Myself included. I didn't smoke for a long time. And then when I started up again, my productivity
went way down.
Way down.
Way down.
But my bullshitting went way up. And I'm just being honest here.
My pretense
at productivity, engagement,
ability.
I remember once when I quit smoking weed, because I'd been, you know, smoking a lot.
Like everybody does.
I looked up through the windshield of my car, and there's a tree in front of my house, and
I could see the leaves.
The ones that were right in front of me. But what blew my mind is that it seemed like for the first time in my life, I could see the other leaves. A little higher up in the branches.
And then I could see
the next organic level.
Because they're not like straight lines. They're
random. Not straight lines.
Cascading waves of branches.
They were so crisp, so clear,
so alive.
I liked deceiving myself about how my drug use wasn't really affecting
me negatively.
It's such bullshit. Bullshit. It's such bullshit. It lifts you away from your focus. Diffuses
focus.
Perceived
focus.
As an expansion.
Focus.
So I didn't see myself exactly as a drug
pusher,
although I was.
Because
when I had
a fresh
crop, I would
message folks and say, hey,
coming down your area. Which I wasn't coming down to their area. I just needed to sell the shit out. So yeah. Drug dealers. I know how they operate.
I've known a few.
They're fucked up assholes. And I'll tell you why.
Because,
like me, they don't care that you're harming yourself.
I did eventually start caring that these people were
getting nowhere in their lives. And I was complicit
in that.
Just by being into it.
Just by being
in the game rather than in some other game. What finally snapped me out of it
was a near
close call with
police.
And also realizing that I was making money on other people's vice
rather than on
my own virtue. And that was just a fact. So drug pushers
are doing that.
They've given up on
real jobs,
real careers, real contribution to society,
real goodness,
real love for this
poisoning. This death.
And they justify it. Just like I did.
Just like I did.
I'd love to hear from some drug dealers who have changed that.
But I think once you deal the drugs
that are in that category of murder, murder,
murder, murder, murder, murder, murder, you can't come back.
You can't undo what you did. You can't give those people
their lives back.
And the money, I'm sure you don't have it anymore.
You see how drug dealers
treat their money. It's disgusting. I call it murder, or at least co-murder, because the drug user and the drug
dealer
kind of have to do it together.
Right?
Sucks.
Sucks.
Sucks. Sucks. So another hostile
place in my life where I feel hostility,
and again, I'm sure I'm fucking wrong, is with
Narcan. I'm openly hostile.
Why is that?
You're against something that would have saved your son? Question mark.
Narcan would not have saved my son. My son would have had to have realized what he was doing
was wrong.
Fucked up. Outrageous. Self-destructive behavior. And stopped. Because Narcan,
squirting it into some junkie's nose,
might pop them out of that particular overdose. And again, I consider every single use of something like heroin
an overdose.
It's not like you're a fucking doctor. You're not giving yourself doses. You're just injecting poison
into yourself to get high.
You're just getting yourself as fucked up as possible. Narcan could derail one
overdose
event by bringing
the junkie out of it.
But for how long? This is a difficult topic for me.
Maybe if my son was still alive. Then I was
struggling to keep him alive, whatever that means. Because again, it would have been up to him. If he really wanted my help, or my insight,
or my love,
or my support, he
knew where to find me.
Everybody gets their feathers ruffled about their own freedom to get high.
To get fucked up.
I think fucked up is a better term than getting high, because
it sort of signals that you're somehow
higher, right? Above other people and able to look and see. You're not.
You're lower.
Much lower. Because fucking is very pleasurable for people. Getting fucked up, I suppose, is pleasurable. I think what it is that people like the experience of how close they can get to dying. Without dying
and
not having to deal with real shit,
right? Like real relationships or real emotions or
just real shit. Groceries,
the cat,
vacuuming, sunlight,
air,
water,
happiness.
You want to get fucked up so you don't have to deal with that stuff. Because if you dealt with that stuff
and liked dealing with that stuff,
or shall I say value those type of things,
real things, you just wouldn't get
into the game,
or at least
stay
in the game. Anyway. What the hell do I know?
Anyway. I'm just one
person who lost a son and watched a lot of other people
lose their children
to this
stupid, wasteful
nonsense.
My son could have been
something valuable,
something good, something noble,
something decent. I should get involved. Hang on. I'm very self-absorbed.
Happy, but at least you will know. might make you unhappy. To be broken.
Yeah, so my hostility towards drug dealers, drug users, to myself, I'm hostile towards my son, even though he's not here anymore. I'm hostile towards people that are trying to help addicts by being normalizing about it.
I detest the term
drug use disorder. The fuck is that?
Drug use, drug disorder.
It's drug abuse behavior. That's my cat.
You want to come in? Yeah. Sure you do.
Of course you do. The normalization of drug use is something I'm very hostile towards.
I'm not saying I'm right.
But I am saying I feel this very strongly, that the normalization of it, of creating a category of person who is
excused
from the responsibility of taking on this behavior
as a lifestyle,
I can't get over it. I've known drug addicts in my life. They fucking suck. And yeah, they would cry,
"Look at me, how bad I have it.
I'm depressed, or I'm sad, or I'm..." And that shit's real. I'm not saying it's not, but it's not an excuse. It cannot
be an excuse
for taking heroin or smoking meth or
crack.
And I think a lot of that is just cultural grooming.
We're in a culture now where
it's ubiquitous. We all know somebody who's using it
or dead from it.
I mean, we certainly came up in a society where there was tons of boozers.
Alcoholics, drunks.
And a drunk can keep their game going for years, 30, 40 years until
it nabs them.
That's a wasted life.
Wasted life.
The alcoholics that I've known, some of them were remarkably talented people.
Some were not.
Not able to really live this life. They went through a lot of pretension and manipulation and just wasted it. And that's really sad because you keep thinking like
they're not drinking or they're okay or they seem fine.
And it goes on for much longer than, let's say, heroin or meth or one of those fucking out of your mind zombie making shitstorm drugs.
Booze will just,
you know,
you can get away with it
for a long, long time.
Until you can't. So the Narcan will wake you up from that one overdose, but it will not change why you got there. Or let me put it this way, it will not change where you are, which is in the process of death. Passion is with your pain, not your excuses. My deal with my son was I would
pay his rent,
send him to school so he didn't have to work menial labor jobs. He should work.
And work hard.
But not at the detriment of his studies.
I sound like I'm in the fucking 19th century.
But that's how I felt. That's the most important thing.
Your mind.
Your mind. Your mind.
Your body and your mind.
Do you see the connection?
This path that had nothing to do.
The good shit that we were doing. How could this be that I have not gotten through to you that this is not the way to go?
He seemed to understand. I thought we would have drugs behind us forever.
Forever, forever, forever.
And he saw my pain, my shame, my fear.
My rage, my disappointment.
And I remember saying to him,
you know, you keep talking about how you want to be an MMA fighter. If you were serious about doing this thing that you say you're serious
you
about,
you would be doing that,
not this. So fuck you and your excuses and your bullshit
and your lying to yourself.
You don't really want to do that other thing. You don't really want to train like you're saying, like 5 days, 6 days a week and all this other. You don't want to do that,
or you'd be doing it
because you have the opportunity. You're in an amazing MMA school.
They have, it was fucking amazing.
We don't have stuff like that where I'm from because you just can't afford facilities like that. He knew that.
But I called him out on his shit.
Called him straight out. And I saw
his eyes open.
Like I saw the leaves on the tree. And not just the front leaves, but the ones behind it. And the ones behind those. The ones above it. And the ones above those, all the way up. I saw my son's eyes open, and I saw the truth and the compassion penetrate. Because I understood
how we could sort of lie to ourselves.
Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't know where it was going to go.
But my son could not deny that it was not who was saying this to him.
But it was what was being said to him was true. And it was compassionate because it was with his pain, truly with it.
And he changed his life for the next 2 years.
He
did what he said he was gonna do.
He redoubled himself in school
and became a truly extraordinary student.
You could not make me prouder
than my son did with his schooling.
His physical work
in training,
he truly did
he
it.
He really did it. He really committed.
And some people talk the talk. My son
walked the walk.
He didn't talk about his martial arts training.
He did it.
And he had some really wonderful, committed, that's the term, committed, not talented. You're all talented.
You really are.
It's about your commitment.
To reveal that.
Nobody's born able to do very much, except cry and poop. My son did it. He won his first couple fights. He lost a couple fights too. And I think that that was sort of the beginning of when he was starting to say, I want to go down this fuck-filled path, this bullshit other path. It was around that time. But for 2 years, solid years, he got a scholarship to the university through his grades. They paid his way. And it was on that day when his eyes opened. Not to me saying, oh, poor baby, why did you do this? Or you must have been upset that your parents got divorced.
You know,
or
some girl doesn't like you. What?
Ever. And the truth is often just pretty direct and pretty harsh. And pretty fucking awesome. Because it's like the real deal. You're not getting handed a line of bullshit just to make you feel better. And so that's how I feel. I feel hostile towards coddling. I feel hostile towards Narcan.
Narcan.
Towards drug dealers who equivocate and hide behind, like, I had to make money somehow and I couldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, you can.
You could have. Not anymore.
If you're one of those people
that has sold the drugs, that have killed people,
I personally think it's too late for you.
You can't undo it. But again,
that's just my hostility. I feel hostile.
Mr. Nobody. Out.
There was a time for you to break away from the crowd. You moved the needle and you laid yourself beneath the shroud. You feel the voices in your head decide to lay your body in your bed. Thinking now, but after tonight, who's stinking now? There was a hope that you would find yourself in the woods. You brought the rope and then you bound yourself to coulds and shoulds. That I could tell you what you'd find. There's still a tiny little shell of you left behind. All the power of my breath stuck in my throat. All the powder of your death tucked in your coat. Disappear.